Juntos temos já ao telefone Helena da Silva.
In New Bedford, one of the region's oldest Portuguese language radio stations, WJFD, has been starting to spread the word about the upcoming census.
Sempre com assuntos de muita importância. Olá, Helena, como está?
That's from an interview with Helena da Silva Hughes of the Immigrant Assistance Center, talking about the importance of filling out the census. The last census was a decade ago. When I met with Da Silva Hughes at her office in New Bedford, rain was splattering on the air conditioner outside. She told me New Bedford's population was undercounted back then because the city didn't do enough outreach, especially with its immigrant population.
You know, we know, especially in New Bedford, that we have a very large undocumented population. And we know that that's a population that is growing.
Census numbers are used to calculate federal funding for towns. Each person counted represents about $2,400 of federal funding. Da Silva Hughes suspects the city lost out on hundreds of thousands of dollars 10 years ago.
We know that our city was undercounted. It said that we had, what, close to 95,000. And literally, we know that a lot more than that.
With the coming census, advocates are trying to improve outreach. In New Bedford, this means appearing on local radio stations that reach these populations and recruiting members of the community who speak Spanish or Portuguese to apply as census workers.
I would say for the hard-to-reach immigrant population, especially the ones that have very low literacy skills, they still rely on radio and television. So it is so important that we utilize every tool that we have.
Okay, so we are going to call the meeting of the Census Complete Count Committee to order. We have a quorum.
On Nantucket, the town is also trying to consolidate outreach efforts. Andrew Vorse, who leads their census committee, says the island has seen a dramatic increase in its immigrant population in the past 10 years.
It's reflected in our school population and its various immigrant groups, too. It's not like, you know, one single group. We have a growing population of Hispanic people as well as Eastern European. So there's a definite diversification of the population here that we need to make sure that we're outreaching to.
And one challenge to getting a correct count is addressing the worry some undocumented immigrants have about filling out a government form. There is not a citizenship question on the census, as some conservative groups had been pushing for. But Vorse says his office has still been hearing concerns.
I do think there's still the fear factor. There's some justifiable fear among people that their information is going to be abused.
And on the Cape, advocates are looking at a numbers problem. During the last census, Cape Cod experienced a significant loss in population as a result of a new census rule that stated children attending college should be counted in the town they attend college in and not their hometown. David Still of the Cape Cod Commission says we're approaching a lower population threshold, which could have a big impact on funding.
There are a number of federal programs that use 200,000 as a threshold number. We are somewhere in the 214,000 range right now. We don't think that we're at risk of dropping below 200,000, but that's something that we want to be aware of.
A lower population number could impact how much funding the region gets for things like emergency disaster planning or affordable housing. Back in New Bedford, Soma Rose is a city resident applying to be a census taker. She speaks both Spanish and Portuguese and is hoping she'll be able to do outreach specifically in neighborhoods where a lot of Portuguese-speaking residents live.
I'm hoping to just make people comfortable enough that they can contribute the information that they can share with us.
The region's different complete count census committees will be stepping up their outreach efforts in the next few weeks in advance of the April 1st count. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.